Hello, everyone, and welcome to A&Tan, the podcast. I'm your host, Selena Roberts. This week, we saw the second girl go home, and Kat the Barbie had the honor of guest judging this episode. Today, I have Ruby with me. Hello, Ruby.
Hey.
So, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be back and hosting this for this week. I have a few questions for you, if you wouldn't mind answering.
Of course. Ask away.
So, how did your journey begin on the show, and how was the experience?
Well, I originally applied to be on season 4, but I didn't make it to getting to that goal because the casting director told me that I had no experience, and I was bummed out. But he gave me a special phone number, and when I called it, I got an audition for a spinoff of A&TM, which I tried out for, and I ended up making it.
That's great. So how was the red carpet premiere? How was that?
I wanted to show off my culture and my heritage and wear something that I was very proud of to wear. And in the end, I wore a traditional outfit of my Chinese descent. So I was really happy to represent my culture and show everyone who I am. And it was a lot of fun.
I loved your outfit. What was it like walking through those doors for the first time and seeing all the other girls?
Well, I was very nervous to see my competition. I didn't know who was going to be there or anything. And all that jazz and stuff like that. So it was a very interesting experience. I was walking in and seeing everybody. It was a really eventful first day.
Did you meet any friends? Like really close friends when you were there?
I'm still friends with Tori, and you know, Tori is my Asian sister. She will always be. A lot of people don't know that Tori is of Asian descent, just like myself, and it's nice to see that at least I'm not making it, but she is. And I love Tori for that. And I also have a girl crush on Blair. She's such a queen, and I'm obsessed with her. And I love her so much.
Great. Do you have any regrets of your time on the show? Like, did you do something that you regret?
I really wish I tried more. I think that I tried enough, but the judges didn't seem up. So I would have loved to just follow more of the judges' critiques and really, really slay and try my best. But, you know, in the end, it doesn't always work out. And, you know, at least I can say that I made it onto the first season of A&TM, Models Incorporated. It was a fun experience, I'll say.
Did you agree with all the critiques that you got?
Sadly, yes. I did agree with everything that I was presented with. You know, like when they said that it didn't feel like they were impressing me. To be honest, my shot didn't even impress myself. They only give you one click and you have to do a pose, and you know, and that was the choice I made. I'm not going to hide from it or blame anybody. You know, I made a decision. I said what I wanted to say and I did what I did, and I'm not going to apologize for that. So,
you weren't the girl who got eliminated this week, what girl would you send home?
I actually was the least impressed with Rhiannon, like everyone else was. And I was also least impressed with Cameron. I honestly thought Cameron, a lot of people don't know, but when we were on our way to the panel, like we get in this big van and we go to the panel, Cameron was so scared. She was like, what if I'm in the bottom? Like, what if I'm in the bottom? Like, am I gonna like go up against you or anyone else? Or we were all trying to calm her down, but they didn't show it in the show. But she is a really great queen, and it would have. We all thought she was gonna be up for elimination, but we were so shocked when she was safe. She was relieved. But
so what's next for you, Ruby?
Well, for me, I'm going to keep trying out to get on a season of A&TM. I would love to have a redemption and really show myself who I am and really impress everybody and show the real Ruby. But For now, I'm thinking I'm just going to do some modeling on the side and work on my college degree.
That's great. I'm so excited to see more from you. And you did amazing on the show, and there's so much more coming for you. Thank you for joining me today, mm-hmm. Ruby.
Thank you. It was fun having you here. It was fun being here.
That's all for this week, folks. See you next week as I talk to the next Illuminated Girl on ANTM Models Incorporated. Bye!